We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium, the last regular season home game for Mountain Home tonight. Russellville's in town. Bombers come in with a record of 4-4 on the campaign, 2-3 in the 6A West. The Cyclones, 1-7 overall. They are 0-5 in conference play. Don't let that record fool you. This is a pretty good ball club. It's going to be a tough test for the Bombers tonight. A beautiful night for football. We'll take a break and come back, talk about this matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, nearly 2,500 employees across Arkansas are working day and night to deliver the one thing that you always expect to be there. Power. The responsibility to reliably and safely deliver electricity to the natural state is the commitment of the people that make up our statewide network of 17 local distribution cooperatives. You can expect the electricity to be there when you need it. You can count on us. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 13 minutes away from kickoff. Joining me again for the broadcast, as always, Sonny Elliott. And Sonny, you look at Russellville 1-7. You think, well, this should be an easy win. It's anything but that tonight, isn't it?
It's definitely not an easy win. And right now, the Cyclones, they've kind of had their problems with the COVID a little bit. They've had the problems with injuries. But the one thing that they haven't had a lot of problems with is their offense until last week. They've had a higher-powered passing offense. They've put up over 40 points in two of their games against two of the best teams in this conference. They dropped 40 in a 47-40 loss to Benton. They lost in overtime, 43-42 to Lake Hamilton. So they can score the points in bunches. The only close game they had that was a win was a 15-10 win over Morrilton in week one. So real high power. They like to throw the ball deep, something the Bombers have had some struggles with defensively. And I know Coach Steve Airey and his staff were very concerned this week about maintaining control over this passing game for the Cyclones.
This Russellville team, as Sonny mentioned, beat Morrilton. That was in week one. They've lost seven straight since then. They lost their next five games by a combined 18 points. The last 2 weeks, though, they've been outscored 81-13. They've got one player on defense. I know the Bombers are going to definitely have to keep an eye on tonight on that defensive line.
Yeah, they have a pretty talented box. Their secondary is where they struggle. Their pass defense is not very good. But Trevion Traylor, he's drawn a lot of attention. He's a nose guard. He's a 6'1", 285 junior, very active. But the one thing that he does have to battle through is they're very thin. So he plays every down, offense, defense. He's a starting right tackle. And so he tends to wear after about 20 to 40 plays into the ball game. He's not been off the field. He's the personal protector on the punt team. Saw that on the film too. So that's how talented he is. Very quick. And the Bomber centers are going to have their work cut out to kind of neutralize him. I saw some film. A lot of teams, he draws the double team from your offensive line. You've got to do that to control him early.
a couple of players injured for the Cyclones. Damon Donahoe, their starting running back and starting safety, tore his ACL a few weeks back at Lake Hamilton. He is out for the season. They've got Caleb Gray, who starts at safety. He starts a wide receiver. He's the punt returner. He's got an ankle injury. Not sure if he's going to be able to go tonight or not. The Bombers have one starter out. That's Moses Adams. If you remember last week, he was injured in the pregame warmups at Siloam Springs. He's out 2 to 3 weeks. So Daxton Hickman gets the start again at defensive end for the Bombers this evening. Moon's out, looking good. Beautiful night for football here at Bomber Stadium. About 10 minutes away from kickoff. We have some great games around the state tonight. Maskin will check that schedule for us coming up when we continue with the Bomber pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we welcome you back into the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Russellville in their regular season home finale. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A West, Little Rock Parkview, who is ranked 5th in Class 6A, at home tonight against Siloam Springs. Probably one of the biggest matchup of the conference, definitely is actually the biggest matchup of the conference, is between Lake Hamilton and Benton. Both teams ranked in the Arkansas Sports Media overall top 10. The Wolves are 8th in the state overall and 2nd in Class 6A. Benton currently ranked 10th overall and also 3rd in Class 6A. And Greenwood, who is ranked 4th in the state overall and number 1 in Class 6A, at Van Buren tonight. On the local level, Yellville Summit having the first of two consecutive road trips. The Panthers are in Coal Hill to take on Johnson County Westside. Salem is at Cross County this evening. Mountain View at Riverview this evening. And Harrison, who is ranked 3rd in Class 5A, playing at home tonight against Parkview. Melbourne is idle this week. As far as our area Missouri schools, district play begins tonight. West Plains and Ava are both idle. They're both the top seeds in their district. Hollister is at Reed Spring. Forsyth is hosting Willow Springs. And Branson is at Republic tonight. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, Bryant, who is number 1 in the state and in Class 7A, is taking on the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats, who are 3rd overall and in Class 7A. Bentonville, ranked 2nd overall and in Class 7A, made the trip to Springdale tonight. Number 5, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, at Beebe this evening. 6th ranked Conway, who is also number 4 in Class 7A, is at home tonight against Little Rock Catholic. Number 7, Wynn, who is also number 2 in Class 5A, at home this evening against Forest City. And 9th ranked Cabot, who is also number 5 in Class 7A, is at home tonight against Fort Smith Northside. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top 5 games. The only one I haven't mentioned in the Class 6A top 5 is a number 4 at Jonesboro playing against Sylvan Hills tonight in Sherwood. And this looks like it's going to be for the 6A East Conference Championship. The Class 5A top 5 games I haven't yet got to. 4th ranked Texarkana is at Hope this evening. And number 5, Little Rock Christian, has made the trip to Jacksonville. In the Class 4A top 5, all the teams are at home this evening as number 1 Arkadelphia entertains Bauxite. 2nd-ranked Shiloh Christian hosts Gravit tonight in Springdale. It'll be number 3 Joe T. Robinson entertaining Ashdown tonight in Little Rock. Fourth-ranked Nashville, it takes on Malvern, and number 5 Rivercrest will be at home against Truman. In the Class 3A Top 5, definitely one of the biggest matchups of the state, as number 1 Harding Academy faces second-ranked Newport. Third-ranked Prescott is at home tonight against Jesseville. Number 4 Hoxie is at Osceola, and 5th-ranked McGee has made the trip to Dollarway. And in the Class 2A Top 5, it is number 1 Fordyce at home tonight against Hampton. Second-ranked Gurdon has made the trip to Mount Ida. Is at home against Mount Ida. Number 3 Desark is hosting England tonight. Fourth-ranked Junction City is at Bearden, and number 5 Bigelow is hosting Hector. That's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Russellville this evening from Bomber Stadium. You're listening to the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't miss this year's Red Kettle Cook-Off, Friday, November 6th from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army. Local celebrity chefs from Letty's, Bookworms Cafe, Holy Smokes, Buffalo Wild Wings, and more will be serving their best dishes. Social distancing and masks will be required, but for just $10, you can enjoy area favorite food and a chance to win a Red Kettle Grill. Tickets are on sale now at the Salvation Army on Highway 201 North. All proceeds go towards the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign to help those in need in our community.
My stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, just over 3 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Cyclones of Russellville. All the seniors coming out as captains tonight as we get ready for the coin toss. And another great night for football. Boy, I tell you what, Sonny, the way this weather's been this week, we got very lucky for this one tonight, didn't we?
Oh, we did. But, you know, there's a few people out here that might not have mattered or might not would have liked to have been in the rain, you know. That might slow down these high-powered offenses a little bit. But, you know, I'd rather see two teams duke it out in the best possible conditions.
Exactly. Yep. All right, looks like Mountain Home has won the toss. They've deferred. So Russellville will get the ball to start the game. We'll take a break. Come back and get this sport started in just a moment. It's Mountain Home and Russellville next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football. Presented by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashirs of Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Arvest Bank, The Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Mike Stockton of FSIS Raymond James, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Brad Haworth and Sonny Elliott have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.